The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, Larissa Nolan and John Cadell are with us as ever. They're back in Dublin while I'm in Limerick. But before I talk to them, I have to admit, I'm kicking myself that I didn't arrange to go and see the brilliant Joe Jackson, who's playing in the Olympia tomorrow night.
Walking with gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
where?
There's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Because if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here.
Larissa Nolan, you're too young for my nostalgia, going back to the late 70s and early 80s. But Joe
so
Jackson,
am I.
You're older than I am, John, aren't you?
No,
you're never too young. You're never too young, as far as I'm concerned, Matt, to listen to genius music like this. Like, actually, when I think of Joe Jackson, I think about, we used to have a radio at home, and we used to switch around the station. And when he'd come on, we'd be like, "Yes, Joe Jackson." I always thought he was American because he has such an American sound. I mean, that's, for me, is the real definer of him. He sounds so American, and these brilliant songs that were just little mini pieces of genius with the funny lyrics like "Pretty Women Walking walking with Gorillas Down My Street." I love that sense of humour, but I mean,
and swing and jazz and various influences. He started punk and then moved into all of those.
Yes,
he's actually
like
been
that.
A guest on The Last Word. He was on The Last Word, I think it was about 15 years ago.
Yeah, well,
I indulged myself by inviting him on the programme.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're a fan. And he's like, for me, I didn't realise, I had a Joe Jackson fest today, thinking about him, and I just listened back to the songs, and like Stepping Out is absolutely just brilliant.
Did you listen to any of his swing music or his jazz?
Yes.
I didn't, but isn't some of his early punk stuff?
Neither did most people.
That's not the strength, John, is it?
Just, like, don't be going doing all sorts of different genres, you know.
Oh, but he does, though. I mean, like,
he does classical, really? Like, you know.
I think there's elements of loads of different things in his music. And what I realized today, listening back to him, was something I hadn't figured out before. So many bands that I liked in the 2000s, when I was spending time in New York, they were all basically Joe Jackson copies. Mm. His influence is vast. It really goes, I think, in so many different directions.
Yeah, he just sounds like he sort of was spawned from pub rock for me. As was a lot
John,
of punk music.
What is wrong
so
with your ears?
No, he's grand. Like, he's grand, but, like, you know, it says here, he jumped ship from new wave to go to swing and blues, then to jazz and classical, and then back to pop. Like, you can't be good at all those genres unless you're
you
like...
Can.
No, you
and
can.
Who are you to criticise?
Yeah.
You know, Lizzo maybe is right in what she said the other day about critics. I mean, who are you to be criticising Joe Jackson's musical output? Did you even specialise in one of that lengthy list of musical genres that he was excellent in?
Well, I do play the piano, Matt, and I was in a band for a couple of years when I was at college, yes. So, Lizzo said this week, because somebody gave her album a less than great review, she said, people who review albums and don't make music themselves should be unemployed. And the question now is, what qualifies music people or music critics to criticise works of art? And when this story came up, I immediately thought of Nigella Lawson, who was asked one time, what qualifies you to judge food? And she said, brilliantly, the fact that somebody pays me to do it. So there you go. You know, that's all that you need to be qualified. If somebody pays you for your opinion to do it, then you're qualified.
Well, can I just say that...
You don't have to be able to play
an
instrument.
But here's the thing, John, as you know and as I know, as someone who has done music reviews, you're not in it for the money, because if you were, that would be the wrong reason to be in it. The thing about music journalism and, you know, being a music critic, for a long time, you're surviving on the clippings of tin, as my mother would say. It's like, really, it's really not a job you go into for the money. You go
you're
into
starving
it for
like the artists themselves, is it?
But, like, Lizzo seems to think that every... I mean, who is it says, a guy from NY magazine Craig Jenkins said, I think a lot of artists conceptualize the press as extended PR support, and I don't think anyone should ever get that comfortable. It's what they automatically deserve for a good album review. It's nonsense.
There's a lot of sensitivity at the moment around bad reviews,
which is
strange. Do you
like Lizzo? Actually, before you answer that question, let's play a little bit from her new album. This is Tempo.
Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Pity pat, pity pat, pity pity pat. Look at my ass, it's 50-50 fat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty kitty cat. Pour me a glass, boy, I like my water wet. Throw it back.
Throw it back, good back.
Catch that.
Get that.
I need a jack for all of this ass, but it won't go flat. Baby, baby. Some of this cake. He look like he could gain a little weight. Lick the icing off, put the rest in your face. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to
Well, as presenter, I never express an opinion about anything, so I'll leave that to the two of you.
Well, the thing is, Lizzo, like, obviously isn't a cat, so how dare she talk about how a kitty cat feels? Nonsense. People have an opinion and they're allowed to express it, and that's the end.
Can I just say what she was actually, what got her goat was she said, the actual review that they believe that she was annoyed about. She's just drawn attention to it now, which is unfortunate. But it says that her album is burdened with overwrought production, awkward turns of phrase, and ham-handed rapping. So it seems like that's what she took exception to. But
you didn't write that review, did you?
I didn't. But I'm certainly aware that you're not allowed to say anything negative about people in the music industry anymore. They seem to take it very much to heart, which is very strange, particularly for the likes of Lizzo, who promotes self-love. For her not to have enough self-worth to not care what one reviewer thinks, to me is quite baffling.
Well, I think it's more that she thinks the review is inaccurate because they got the producer wrong. But, you know, if that's the extent of her ire, fair enough. But you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a sensitivity. It's being a little bit precious because, you know, words are violence. Kind of this sort of stance. But I think the idea that music journalists should know about music. Yeah, I actually think they should.
Well, of course,
and most
should,
of them do.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to have the same experiences that Lizzo has had in order to review an album. I mean, everybody has an opinion about albums. Everybody has an opinion about music.
The music? What about the music, John, from the Forever Young Festival 2019, which is going to be on, I think this is a relatively new venue, the Palmerston House Estate in Naas.
And you promised that you would come with me to this festival, Matt. You did?
When did I do that?
You
I have no recollection of that.
Well,
I'm too old to remember that.
Yeah, you had a few jars on you and you started singing Human League songs.
Don't you want me, baby?
Don't you want to come with me, Matt? Yeah, don't you want to come with me?
No. No.
Well, who's going? Are you going? You're going, John?
I'd love to go. Friday 5th to the Sunday the 7th of July in Palmerston House in Kildare. I mean, look at this.
Actually, mentioned the Human League. I have to say, I do remember buying this as a 7-inch, Love Action.
Oh, great.
The Human League, Love Action. Others who are playing at that festival include Level 42, Kim Wilde, Heaven 17. An awful lot of acts, though, it looks to me like, Larissa, who've gone solo. Holly Johnson once, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yes,
Jimmy Somerville. Mark Amond, Midgeur, once of Ultravox, the Thompson twins, Tom Bailey. An awful lot of them have sort of cast off their partners along the way, haven't they?
Yeah, and then again, you could say maybe look at the South, which were kind of seems to be end up of stragglers of the original Beautiful South. And then you've Andrew Strong from Blessington, woohoo, like me, from the Commitments. I suppose that's just with time, it's ended up that way. But I loved Holly Johnson's solo stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought his solo stuff was brilliant. I'm sure he probably will be able to do the band stuff as well.
Hopefully
he'll be doing that.
Will you go to that now, Larissa? Are you too young for that?
Do you know what? I'm not. It's funny because I've noticed that a lot of friends of mine, look, I'm loathe always to say that you're too young for something because that drives me mad when other people say that. But, you know, because you should listen to everything. But I think I can see that the appeal of actually going to something like this is just a little bit, a slightly older age group because it doesn't appeal to me. Yet a lot of friends of mine who are mad into music and know a lot about music, they're all going. You know, musicians are going. A lot of people are really excited about this. I've heard people say to me that they think it's a much better lineup than the Electric Picnic.
If you think about the quality of the tracks that it's going to be aired over that weekend, you can't really argue with it. It's a great lineup. It's a great lineup for what it is.
Let's play into the break. You will be back with more, but a little bit of Kim Wilde's Kids in America. Oh, now we know why Madonna is going to be doing the interval act at the Eurovision Song Contest. She has a new album coming out called Madame X. Here's the comeback single, Medellin. I took a sip and had a dream. And I woke up in Medellin. Te gusta. The sun was caressing my skin. Dime. I wonder, Larissa, how that Latin American sound is going to go down at Eurovision.
Yeah, presumably probably very well. It's that real international sound, I suppose, that is liked by that kind of audience. But, you know, I didn't want to like this. And then I sort of found myself listening to it and getting sort of taken in by it. It's got a very Shakira-ish sound off it. And then I realised that she's Maluma, I think is the name of the rapper or the, you know, the guy who's with her on the single. And he has done work before with Shakira. But it's really odd and totally unexpected from Madonna. And I didn't like the auto-tune. I'm not into that, even done in any kind of ironic way. But I actually did like this track.
Yeah, I like it too. I think it's good. And, you know, typical of Madonna, it's got a great melody. You know, what's not to like? People are complaining about it and giving out about the whole concept behind
it. And that wouldn't
album.
Be you anyway, no.
Not at all, no. But yeah, I'm looking forward. I mean, I always look forward to whatever Madonna puts out, absolutely.
And Lewis Capaldi is going to play Three Arena next year and is also offering anxiety support hotline to fans hoping to attend. What's that about?
Well, he has said that fans contact him all the time and say they love to go and see him on tour, but that they suffer from acute anxiety and are too afraid to leave the house because of the crowds that will be at the concert. So what he's doing is 50p or 50 cent of every concert ticket is going towards an email hotline for those fans who suffer from anxiety so that the organisers at the gigs can make sure that they have easy access to leave the venue if they feel overwhelmed. Now, Lewis Capaldi himself has said he's suffered from anxiety for years, so we wanted to do something that would make people who otherwise would love to see him but wouldn't be able to go, that they can actually feel as though, you know, there is an easy way out for them if they need to leave, or that, you know, they can be put in they can leave early if they're afraid of the crowds. So I think it's certainly is the first I've ever heard of its kind, and, you know, hats off to him.
Well, you would think that, John, except for the fact that, like, I suffer from anxiety myself, and any psychologist would tell me, or would tell anyone that suffers from anxiety, that actually creating these barriers to the thing you're afraid of is actually the very worst thing you can do for someone. So while on the surface it's like there's obviously good intentions there, but while on the surface it looks like a good idea, it's actually what it does is it furthers anxiety for people. And when you, what you're supposed to do is to expose yourself bit by bit to the things that are causing you anxiety, and that breaks down the anxiety and you build up a resistance, a resilience to it.
Well, I suppose going to the concert will do that, won't it?
Yeah, would do that, but having a kind of a safety net there afterwards in case you're going to have some sort of breakdown is actually only kind of heightening the worry that that something will happen. The whole idea of anxiety is it's kind of an
sort
over...
Sort of the wish becomes fulfillment,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that kind of thing, but it's also like it's an overdeveloped sense of fear about something. And what psychologists say is to remove the idea that there is fear there at all. But what this does really, for a person who has been through that kind of psychological therapy, what this does is it tells you that there is something to be afraid of here, something so scary that will actually provide you with services afterwards. So in fact, this wouldn't be something that would be supported by psychologists at all, but I can see how it's come from a place of good intentions.
The music, Someone You Loved.
I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same.
Okay, that's Lewis Capaldi. Picks of the week, what are you going for, Larissa?
I am going for Billie Eilish, who is my new crush. Absolutely love Billie Eilish. You know when you hear somebody's name mentioned on the radio and they're all being pushed all the time and you're thinking, oh God, and you nearly put off them from the beginning. Well, I heard her single, which we're going to listen to in a minute, and I absolutely love her. We have a listen to
What's
it now?
What's it called?
I think,
called
as far
again?
As I know, it's called Bad Guy.
Let's hear it. A big Today FM favourite. John, what's your pick of the week?
Well, I've gone for the new album from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Don't let the name put you off. It's called...
Oh, as if it would.
It's called Fishing...
Give us that name again.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. It's Fishing for Fishes is the name of the album, and this is the sort of title track it's
is
called...
Is this a spoof of some kind?
No.
Spinal Tap-like, no?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, if I'm allowed to finish, the title track is sort of called Fishing for Fishies. So have a listen and see what you think.
I thought Larissa, when I started, I was going to have a bang of Go Wild in the Country starting about that.
You didn't listen to hardly any of it.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, it's a new direction for John anyway.
Well,
that's for
no,
sure.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard are sort of multi-genre. There was another available track from the album. I haven't heard the whole thing. It's out this Friday. But of the four tracks
you should have heard the whole thing before you recommended it to
well,
us,
Well, no, it's not always possible,
Lizzo's
Matt.
Right.
Yes, and on that note, we've silenced John Cadell, who thought he could storm out of the studio back in Dublin. But thank you, John, as ever, for
yeah,
with us.
Whatever.
And Larissa Nolan as well.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.